You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. EVs are spawning all kinds of new technology, including, brace yourself, the electric road. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. If you drive an electric vehicle, you are well familiar with the nagging fear that your EV will run out of power. Kind of puts a damper on those long road trips. Well, a company in Sweden is trying to change that with technology that allows electric vehicles to charge while driving, with the power coming from the road itself. All this is happening as EV sales, including those across the Atlantic, are expected to skyrocket over the next few years. That's due in part to a law passed by the European Union this spring, requiring new cars sold there to have zero carbon emissions starting in the year 2035. That, of course, has European countries racing to install enough infrastructure to keep all those EVs charged. Enter this on-the-road tech that Sweden is planning to build, which the BBC's Adrian Murray reports would be a first of its kind.
In the town of London, southern Sweden, I'm being taken for a spin along Evolution Road. At the wheel is Dan Zethraeus, founder of Elon Road, the firm behind the technology.
It's a demonstration of an electric road that transmits power to the vehicle, both when you stand still and when you drive.
This is a regular city asphalt road, but embedded at the centre of one lane is an electrified rail.
The benefit is that you can drive much longer with less batteries and you don't have to stop and charge. And this is especially important when you have long-haul trucks or buses with enormous batteries.
The technology here isn't wireless, it's called conductive charging. Imagine a Scalextrics. Underneath the vehicle is a metal strip. As this slides along the rail, electricity flows to the vehicle. To keep it centred, an onboard camera follows green LED lights on the rail, which Dan shows me on the ground.
Under here you have an antenna receiver, so the vehicle comes, sends a signal. This will switch on to 650 volts, and then when it has passed, it will immediately switch off.
He says this makes it safe for the public and secure from hackers. And because it IDs the vehicle, the owner can be billed for their energy use. It's been tested on all types of four-wheeled vehicles, from small cars to local buses. And I got into a van to try it out for myself.
I think I've got this fairly centered, so let's see if we can get the pickup down.
Yeah.
There we go. I can see the green lights.
Yes.
And it's there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Inside the factory of Elon Road, engineers are building new track ready for high-speed testing. The CEO, Karen Ebbinghaus, believes it makes more sense than building large networks of chargers.
I think going forward, it won't be either cords or electrical roads. It will actually be all of the above, because we will need so much charging infrastructure to have a 100% fully electric society.
Not all experts are convinced, however, that the technology will take off. Matthias Schmidt is an analyst from Schmidt Automotive Research.
The costs are simply going to be far too high in comparison to a fast charging network.
Sweden is planning to build the country's first permanent electrified road by 2025. New trials are also taking place in Norway and France. So in the future, we might be charging up our electric cars without plugging in.
That was the BBC's Adrian Murray. You can take a look at what this road in Sweden looks like on our website, marketplacetech.org. We'll also have a link to an article from Euronews, which references a study finding that electrifying just 25% of all roads, when combined with charging at home, could be efficient enough to make this system work. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.